sing lover, 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 lover.
That last song was Nobody by Black Belt Eagle Scout, and that song is going to be the end of our show for today. Unfortunately, and apologies for not chatting more, and apologies to that individual who did call me on the phone. I tried to pick up. I did my best. I don't know. I'm like, bruh, I cannot believe I stabbed myself with a syringe at work. Like, I'm so mad that I did that. Like, I'm not mad, but I'm just like, dang. And it was like, oh, man. Let me not go on about this. It's not that serious. But it kind of just, like, really has been bothering my mood. And it's been making me, like, feel very troubled. Because I don't want chemical poisoning, you know? Like, yeah, but I'm going to be fine. I went to the doctor. Like, I think I was going to be well. I'm just... Oh, God. Oh, goodness. Well, yeah. Let's wrap it up, I guess. I do have plans with a friend, so let me go to those. This is Joe the Human, and you were just listening to my show For the Masses. I hope you will join me again next week at 3 p.m. on Thursday. I will most likely be in better spirits. I'm not even in bad spirits. I'm just like, dang. Like, you know, like, but if I was in low spirits or something, like if I was actually upset, this would have been like my breaking point. Like, I would have snapped. But like, I'm okay. Thank you for joining again. You know, you are listening to For the Masses on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you will join me again next week. And I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day.
Hey, good morning. Well, good afternoon, rather. How's everybody doing? This is Sugar Rights, host of the Sugar Rights Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're going to be starting up the show in just a couple of minutes. Hit on some pretty bad traffic on the way here. Of course, it being a weekday afternoon, I didn't know the traffic was going to be this bad, but I'm here now. So, show's going to be starting up in just a couple of moments. Just bear with me as I get my bearings together. Be right there.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Thursday afternoon, as traffic is not my friend today. Traffic was not my friend today, along with making bad decisions. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of pissed me off a little bit. So we're going to talk about the Celtics just a little bit, but I want to start the show in an unorthodox way, in a way that I can't remember the last time I started off the show doing this. But I figured today would be a good day to do it, because sometimes your own personal stories makes for some really good radio. And I think mine's would certainly play for like really entertaining, laugh at it, do whatever you will, and so forth. But either way, the number is here to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as I'm here with you until 5. Very short, very abbreviated show this afternoon on this Thursday, where it is 90 degrees, and I admit I made bad choices, and a couple of them has really got me really annoyed, aggravated, mad. And the beautiful part about it, about doing radio, is that you have this opportunity to turn it into a little bit of a story, and turn it into somewhat of like an entertaining product on radio. So this afternoon, I don't know what possessed me at all, but I decided to make a pit stop in Cambridge on the way to the station. And I wanted to stop by Coast Cafe, you know, pick up a couple of items of grub and drink, you know, get myself, you know, ready for the show. I was just feeling intense. I was feeling like just in a serious mood, no nonsense and everything and so forth. I'm taking my sweet old time eating at the restaurant. Instead of taking the food with me like a rational thinking adult, I decide that instead I am going to sit at the restaurant, take my sweet old time, thinking everything's going to be copacetic, kumbaya, and everything will be kosher. So I do that. I eat my food. I got mac and cheese, what I typically would get, and their mac and cheese is absolutely amazing. And I got a couple of patties to go along with it. You know, something small. It wasn't anything heavy or like large. You know, something small, you know, to get me going. And it did the trick. So after that, I'm looking at the time. I'm like, okay, how much time do I have until I actually need to get to the radio station? By this point, it's 3:20. And I'm like, well, if I take the T, am I going to get there on time, or am I going to get there late? And this was a real question that I was asking myself, and I wasn't even sure, like, which direction should I even go in? So I said, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to take the Uber or Lyft. I'll get there faster. You right? Listen, the first Uber I ordered, it was just 3 minutes away from my location in Cambridge. And then, you know when you get that notification on your phone, and it says, hey, we got your new driver. That's closer. Woo! It's just a couple of minutes away. He'll be right there. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll be there in no time. Get coming to the station, get ready, and so forth. And I'll be ready to roll. Nope. Driver cancels. And I get this other driver who has to complete one other trip before she was supposed to come pick me up. So now I'm like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Like, this is just atrocious. Like, I don't know what it is about Lyft, where I've noticed this recently, where you'll order a Lyft and then the original one either be canceled, or a Lyft will get you one that's closer only for that to cancel. Like, that's what happened to me today. And as a result, I'm like, I'm aggravated, I'm annoyed, I'm pissed off. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, what the blah, 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 blah. And then a thought crept into my head. I was like, wait a minute, time out, time. Who are you getting angry at against you? Because who the hell told you to come to Cambridge? Who told you to come to Cambridge knowing that place wasn't going to open until 3 o'clock. And you still did it anyway. The wait for the food wasn't that long, but who told you to make this decision? You made the decision for you. So, frankly, stop complaining. Stop your whining and dancing. Shove it up your ass and deal with the consequences. And that's exactly what I ended up having to do. So now, this is now Uber number three. Uber number three comes and it gets stuck in traffic. And I'm just like, all right, it's now a little bit after 3:30. And I'm looking around and I'm realizing, traffic must be really starting to pick up now. It's 3:30 in Boston, the Boston metro area. Traffic is starting to pick up. People don't have any sense, and everybody wants to get into the streets. I know it's a beautiful day and all. So I'm just like, all right, how late am I going to be getting to the station? It's a few minutes late. It's at 4:04. I'm like, okay, 4:04, I can get to the station, you know, use my badge to get into the building, run up the stairs, and I'll be ready to go. Nope. I get in the car. Now, the car's got AC. The guy is really polite. I'm not going to lie to you. It was so comfortable that I actually fell asleep in the back of the lift. I fell asleep. Like, that AC was just hitting. I was like, damn, this is feeling so good. But now I'm still aggravated. I'm still pissed off at myself, not at the world, I should add, that we get to around, I think we got a little bit past Porter Square. And this car just comes to a complete, utter screeching halt, stuck behind in traffic. I fall asleep for a couple of minutes. I wake back up. The car hasn't even moved. Now I'm pissed off. Now I'm annoyed. I'm like, all right, I got to hold this L because this is my fault. I didn't tell anybody or no one told me to go to Cambridge, to go to the spot. I could have gone after the show, but no, you wanted to go now. So I effed up and I'm in the Uber and I'm making my way to the studio and I'm just saying to myself, all right, you're not going to back out of this commitment. You're not going to cancel. You paid money for the Uber. You made a choice to come and do the show for an hour. You're going to follow through. This is your dream. This is your career. This is what you've always wanted to do. You've made bad decisions. You've got to live with it. Live with the consequence. That's called being a man. That's called being an adult. Hold yourself accountable. So, I was annoyed. I was pissed off. I'm sharing this story because I'm not going to lie. I really was annoyed. I was really mad at myself more than anything else. At first, my frustration was misguided until I talked myself back into having some senses. And I was like, hey, Shu, you make the decisions. You did. No one else did. You made the choice. No one else forced you to. You got to hold yourself onto a higher standard. This is nonsense. This is BS. So don't get mad at anyone. Don't get mad at the world. You got to hold that L. So here I am on this Thursday afternoon, finally getting this all off of my chest. I'm no longer upset. I'm here in studio doing the show, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here talking to you, the listener. Phone lines are open. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we are pretty much up and running here on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you're just tuning in, this is live. This is not pre-recorded. And the show did in fact start late because of my bad decisions, and that's not anybody else's fault but my own. So with all of that being said, I figured that now would be a good time to go on music break. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Coming up next, why Brad Stevens' press conference earlier this afternoon really rubbed me the wrong way. You're going to want to stick around for that and hear select clips from that press conference. Coming up next here on The Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee, from radio.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. In recent scientific studies on lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Heavy blue, one to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Why do I whine? Don't make me choose. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Drunk on a feeling, alone with the stars in the sky. I've been running through the jungle.
To you, to get to you, to get to you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's the number to call into the show as I'm here with you until 5 o'clock, very short and abbreviated edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, in which that, in which that there was a press conference held earlier today by the Boston Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, in which that he met with the Boston media today, in which he talked about the season that was, what he thought may have went wrong in like through this Eastern Conference final against the Miami Heat. And there was just a lot to unpack there, in which that I thought that it was really fascinating to listen and to follow along, in which that I personally couldn't help but to think to myself, if there was ever a time that you know that as an organization that changes are necessary, and I'm not talking about firing Joe Mazzulla, that's not what I'm talking about, but the way, but the DNA of this team has got to change, it will be now. Now is the time. Because in my mind, I am at the point where I am truly convinced that the Celtics, with the way that they are right now, they are not winning a championship with the way that this DNA of this team currently is. Because if this series has proven anything to me, is that the DNA and the way that this team is built, and I'm not talking about talent, because talent will only get you but so far. If you don't want it bad enough, then frankly, from top to bottom, you will never get better. You will never improve. That's just the truth. And that's exactly what I took away from listening to Brad Stevens meet with the press earlier this afternoon, in which he gave his end of the season press conference. And I just walked away from that feeling as if that Brad Stevens is certainly responsible for the fact that this team just does not have that urgency to win a championship. It just doesn't. And this is what Brad Stevens started out with to start the press conference, which I want to play for you. In fact, right now, this is courtesy of NBC Sports Boston. Brad Stevens meeting with the media earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you consider the position he was thrust into and the overall accomplishments of the group, I thought he did a really good job. I mean, when you look at it in the big picture and having a team that was second in offense, second in defense, won 57 games and has a chance to go to the NBA Finals, you know, on your home court, you know, there's a lot of direction and organization that goes into that.
And that's the problem there. And that answer that he gave was in relations to his assessment of Joe Mazzulla's of his performance in year one as the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a major problem with this. What was the expectation when the season began? I'm sure every Celtic fan remembers this. What was the expectation? Win a championship, banner 18. That was the expectation. You went out and during the offseason last summer, you went out and you acquired Malcolm Brogdon, Danilo Gallinari. Unfortunately, Gallinari didn't play at all this season due to the ACL injury that he sustained. The expectation was to win a championship. And Brad Stevens is sitting there talking about, well, we were number two in the NBA in offense, number two in defense, yada, yada, yada. To me, I frankly could give two rat's asses about the fact that this team finished number two in the NBA defensively. What I actually cared about is the fact that time and time and time again, This was a team that absolutely failed. They failed in their mission. And now Brad Stevens wants to practically put lipstick on a pig. That's the problem. I don't hear any sort of accountability at all whatsoever from Brad Stevens or from this Boston Celtic organization. And that's the beginning of your problems. Continue the clip, please.
I thought that he did a good job.
Brad, how much of what went wrong this year can be fixed through transactions that you can make versus just internal improvement?
Well, I think you, just like anything else, John, you always look at the bottom line is we got to get better, right? And so how do we get better? Obviously, whoever is here needs to continuously work to get better and use these accomplishments and disappointments as motivation to become hungrier and to continue to work. And I have no doubt within the character of our group that we'll do that. That's what these guys have always been about, and they've always done that. And then, you know, we'll always look at how do we best evaluate our roster and make the small tweaks that maybe can put you over the top. You know, obviously, you know, we're in an interesting situation because I think, you know, again, we're 48 minutes away from, you know, doing our pregame shoot-around press conference today, right? Like, in the finals.
And that is another problem that I have there. When you're asked about what can you do to improve the team through transactions and so forth, what I took away was two things from this interaction here. First and foremost, you talking about that we gotta rely on the guys to use the accomplishments and the disappointments to wanna get better. And then also the aspect of we were 48 minutes away from going back to the NBA Finals again. Huh? You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like you are very comfortable and being comfortable is an enemy of growth. You're comfortable as hell. And that's the problem. You're so comfortable that you're willing to sit there in front of everyone and tell the fan base that, well, the guys got to want it more. They got to use what happened this past season as a motivation. And based on what you've seen this season, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you guys. Based on what you've seen this season, how much faith do you really have in this core to actually want it? How much faith do you honestly have? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Me personally, that faith is not really there. My problem isn't talent. Talent isn't the issue with the Boston Celtics, ladies and gentlemen. The problem with the Boston Celtics is that it's the lack of desire, the lack of will, and the lack of just having that attitude, that belief. The lack of belief in which that they know they can and they will get the job done. Some would ask, well, what about don't let us win one tonight? That's fine. That's nice. Don't let us win again tonight. That's nice. It's great. You win games 4 and 5. Game 6, you win by the skin of your teeth. Nice. Game 7, you didn't even show up. And that's the problem. Because of time, we're not going to have like all the time in the world to play all the entirety of the clip from the press conference. But later in the press conference, Brad Stevens would end up saying and talking about how, oh, we certainly do not feel the need to let go of the coach and that we are going to bring back Joe Mazzulla for another year. My problem is that what I hear from Brad Stevens doesn't inspire a lot of hope and belief that they actually want to make changes. They want to get better, that they want and they can, in fact, do whatever they can to get better as an organization. I want to ask you this following question. What's the difference between the Boston Celtics this year and the Miami Heat last year? I want you to answer this honestly. What's the difference? Because to me, there is one major difference. That major difference is this. I want to play you this clip from at the end of last year. I want to play this clip for you because I want you to hear the difference between Brad Stevens talking and hear how Jimmy Butler was talking at the end of Game 7 of the Eastern Conference last year against the Celtics, where they lost 100-96. This is what Jimmy Butler said.
Now, what do you think you guys need to cross the threshold?
Figure out a way to be consistent. I think we had enough. I think we do have enough. It sucks because, like, you don't know who's going to be on a roster any given year. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to play with the guys that I did have the opportunity to play with. And it's been like that every year that I've played in the league. So we had enough. Next year, we will have enough. And we're going to be right back in the same situation. And we're going to get it done.
You want to know what's crazy about that clip? It's not just the fact that he predicted this a year ago, that the Heat would be back in this situation. But you talk about Heat culture and you look at no one further than Jimmy Butler. You look at someone who said it bluntly. We're going to be back here again next year and we're going to get the job done. Who was sitting right beside him? Kyle Lowry. And that's the thing. Jimmy Butler has got that dog in him. You look at the Boston Celtics, you look across that roster, you look at Tatum and Brown, injuries aside, we're not going to use injuries as an excuse. Do you look at any of those guys on that roster and say, you know what, that dude, he's got that dog in him? No. I don't feel that way. Miami, they're a team that got full of dogs, started with Jimmy Butler. Who else would I add? Caleb Martin, Bam Adebayo, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Kyle Lowry. That is a team that is full of dogs. And yet, a year later, they found themselves back in the same position. Game 7, this time on the road at TD Garden. They got the job done. And oh, by the way, in less than 4 hours, they're about to tip off for Game 1 of the NBA Finals in Denver. While the Boston Celtics, they just had their on their end of season press conference. How do you do? And I don't mean that in a hee hee ha ha way, like how sway. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program, as it is now 4:45 and we're gonna take another music break here, in which we got one more segment remaining here on the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, it's now June 1st. How are you feeling in terms of the Boston Red Sox? Among other things, let's talk. That and much more coming up next here on the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuscaloosa, from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Why wait to say, at least I did it my way. Lie way too fast, but in my heart I understand. I made my move and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 You are the one thing in my way.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Sugar Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So that's Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in to the program is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show as we're here with you for another just a five more minutes remaining left on this program. Here on this Thursday afternoon, and then coming up next at 5 o'clock should be New Horizons. Looks like that is the show that is up next here on the schedule on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And just to give you my final thoughts on this June 1st, it's first day of June, and it is first day of the new month, and what a month it has been for the in the month of May. Very eventful, very blessed month for sure. Looking forward to seeing what the month of June has in store for sure, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be memorable. It's going to be exciting, as this entire summer of 2023 is going to be an exciting one. You know, a lot of like really great things happening and will be happening throughout the summer. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to, you know, like getting into the swing of things in terms of like the baseball season, in terms of like everything that is happening locally with the Boston Red Sox and as well as across Major League Baseball. Now that, you know, Celtics season is done and the Red Sox are the only show in town practically for the next 3 months until the Patriots regular season begins on September 10th. So that is something that I am looking forward to. Too as well. Obviously, you're going to have the Patriots training camp at the end of next month, and as well as preseason football in August. I mean, that's always fun, but the real buzz will officially begin, especially with the new NFL season coming in September. So summer hasn't even arrived yet, and I'm already in summertime mood, where the summer in itself. It's just getting underway, and you should be excited. You should have plans. I got lots of plans, this being among one of them, doing lots of radio shows here at 91.5 WMFO, seeing what's next in terms of my personal career and as well as just seeing what's next in life. You know, like life is certainly unpredictable. You just never know what will come and what will happen next, but that's part of the exciting aspect of the journey of life. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what is going to happen next. So, like, definitely stay tuned for that. But for right now, it's time for me to say, see everybody later. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show signing off with Shukri Wright, yours truly here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon. I will talk to you guys later. Follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, is at SHUKRIWRIGHTS. Follow me there on Twitter for the latest updates and announcements in terms of the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of your Thursday afternoon. Later.